Welcome to the show, members of the literally legendary group War. You know them from Why Can't We Be Friends, Low Rider, the Cisco Kids, Spill the Wine, which they just prior to the interview corrected me on the lyrics, which I appreciate. But we're welcoming Lonnie Jordan, the lead vocalist, keyboardist, and one of the original members, and Jerry Goldstein, who really can. And is Jerry, did I pronounce your name right?
Perfect.
Oh, wonderful. Who conceived the group and has been a longtime manager and producer. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the show. I am so happy to have you with me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, happy to be there. Happy to be with you.
Well, yeah. Y'all have released a new, and you can tell I'm Southern because I just said y'all. You just released a song, a holiday single, Yes, It's Christmas. You added that groove that War is known for. Can you tell me about what you did with that?
Well, Jerry, tell us. Actually, it's the record company's fault. They for years, they've been trying to get us to do a Christmas record, Christmas album, something on a Christmas, theme. And, we just don't do other people's stuff.
Traditional
Christmas
stuff. Yeah.
So I've been putting it off. And one afternoon, I was just sitting around thinking about it. And it came to me that maybe we should take Summer, which was like a number one record all over, and change the lyric and make it and say, yes, it's summer. Yes, it's Christmas time. And so I wound up writing this lyric, called Lonnie and said, I got this idea, and Lonnie, I sang it to him and all that. And Lonnie went, I don't know, but, we'll be in the studio next week. Let's try something.
It was your singing that did it.
It probably was. So anyway, we were in the studio, and I changed a few of the lyrics and put the vocal on, and we listened back and went, wow, this really is, it works. So took it back to the record company. They flipped out. Then we went in and made a video and a lyric video, and here we are, and everybody's very happy. It's got the West Coast sound, our own groove, and it's our Christmas record, and that's... We're very happy.
We just never thought that doing Silent Night, Jingle Bells, or anything like that would work for us, because we're just not that kind of group. We're a jam band.
Yes,
always
you are.
Been a jam band, and we're still a jam band. Another three-letter word.
You sound amazing, too. I'm actually doing right now, trying to see everyone that I adored as a child, which includes you. And because I took care of my mom and dad until they passed away. And so it's my turn to have fun now. So I'm taking the time to go see all my favorite bands, and you're one of them. And Yes, It's Christmas is just incredible. Low Rider. I mean, I could go on and on about your songs. I remember them. They're in my head. They come up. And you're doing a tour as well next year. Well, actually starting the end of this year, it looks like, in Inglewood.
Yeah, YouTube Theater. And actually, wherever you're seeing our schedule, that's just part of it, because we have a longer schedule toward the end of 2026, going into 2027, 8, 9, 30, keep going. Starting in 1969, we've never stopped. And we're still here, and we plan to keep going.
We'll try to get a gig in Raleigh for you.
Please, Raleigh, Durham, either one, just be Durham, close to me. Can you do that for me? I would really appreciate that.
Of course.
Yes, I will be out there clapping my hands and going, it's Lisa.
We'll remember.
No, this, I am serious. I actually went to, I think I probably ended up in bands in town in this, but I thought I'd gone to your website to pull that. So thank you for clarifying, because I'm going to start. If you don't have North Carolina, somewhere in North Carolina on there, please, 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 please add it, because I will travel all across North Carolina to see somebody. And Raleigh is absolutely a beautiful place, and Durham as well. So I think you've probably been here during your storied career.
Yes. Bus tour. I remember.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember.
Yep. All right, you're going to do a little Earth, Wind, and Fire for me there.
Well, actually, that was the Intruders.
Okay, see, you're just correcting me everywhere. I was thinking, you remember the 20? See, yeah. I can't even sing with you. I'm not going to do that. That's just bad.
September. Yeah, but
I remember when we used to shoot them up. Bang, bang.
That's way before your time.
Oh, no, it's not.
I didn't miss it.
No, no, I go back. I listen to music that's a lot older than I am.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm scared of you.
Well, I am so excited. What? Tell me more.
Spill the wine.
Oh, spill the wine. And I won't even say what I thought they said next. Anyway, but thank you for correcting me on that again.
I'm not going to repeat it either.
Let's not. Everyone needs to check out the video for Yes, It's Christmas, because it is the funnest video. One of the more fun videos I've ever seen. I really enjoyed it, your take on it. It made it very light. It made it very summery.
It's West Coast. It's like the West Coast Christmas tree. Wow.
Unfortunately, the snow melted real quick before the video ended.
That is hilarious.
That's the whole point of being summer at first, from summer to winter. That's really what it boils down to.
Well, I loved it, and please, like I said, everyone, check out the video. Go to YouTube and look for Yes, It's Christmas by War, and you will enjoy it, and you'll remember the band, and then you're going to need to go back and check out all of their songs, because they did have, what was it like, by the way, charting 16 songs on Billboard's Hot 100?
Yes. Yeah, I can't remember. That's the best part. That's the best part, and having someone like yourself tell us that makes it even more exciting, more inspiring for us to continue making more songs. Which, speaking of that, we are in the studio pretty much completing a new album.
Oh,
and,
yes.
We don't know when it'll be released, so don't ask me. We just plan it by ear.
You read my mind.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited for that, and I would love to hear it, because you sound, I mean, I've seen people that don't sound like they did, but amazingly. You
fit their voice.
No, actually, we're in the same key. That's pretty good. That's right.
When you connect with the audience, do you feel that? I've always wondered that as an audience member. How do you feel if people don't stand up, because you know you've got an older audience? How do you feel when they, you know, when they're sitting versus standing? Is there more of a connection when, you know, you see the, or are you just as connected with the audience, no matter?
I can only speak for myself. I just know that my energy pretty much generates out to the audience. I'm a reflection of the audience, and you know, this band is a reflection of the audience, and vice versa. But I always stand up, and I love standing. I love energizing. The people give me more energy, and for me, I like to take people where no man or woman has gone before.
I love that,
and that's what I love. You know, but as far as other bands, you know, or other artists and groups, singers, whatever they need to do,
yes,
it really boils down to people reminiscing the music, because people have gone through journeys through other people's music. So whether they sit down, stand up, lay down,
yes,
they still are reminiscing on the music that took them through a journey in the past, you know, which is the eight-track of their lives.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. The eight-track of my life. I think it would be the cassette of my life, because I really despised eight-tracks. But, you know, because you couldn't get to the song.
Did I say eight-track? Sorry. You're the eight-track of my mind.
See, I'm not even going to comment on songs anymore, because you're going to get me on something. So I have had so much fun talking with both of you. Lonnie Jordan, lead vocalist, keyboardist, original member of the really legendary
group War.
Legendary. I mean, I'm serious when I say that. Legendary. If you don't know Spill the Wine, watch the movie Boogie Nights. It's there, okay?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
If you don't know Low Rider, well, turn on the radio or watch a Cheech and Chong movie, because it's there.
Listen to you.
You know, I can go through everything you're doing. If you want to hear Why Can't We Be Friends, turn on your radio, because they're still playing it every day. So it really makes a big difference that you guys are with me. And let me not forget Jerry Goldstein, who conceived the group and the longtime manager and producer.
Ooh. Oh. Did you say reducer or producer?
I said producer. Producer.
Oh, okay.
You have been a delight. Thank
you. Stop making me laugh.
Y'all stop making me laugh. I have had such a good time with you. Please, 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 like I said, add Raleigh or somewhere in North Carolina that's within like an hour drive.
We're going to try.
Okay, we'll try.
Okay. Well, I'll be front row, okay?
Okay. If you're on stage, you're going to come up and you're going to sing Why Can't We Be Friends with
it. I would be happy to do that. But you better make sure I've had the lyrics so I have it all right.
Oh, yeah. Google it. And how low is your voice? Maybe I'll make you come up and sing Lowrider.
Not that low. I was never an alto. I was a soprano. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I'll come up on the stage and sing with you anytime. Okay?
There you go. That's what I like.
Lonnie, Jerry, thank you so much for being with us today. And as I said, I can't wait till you get to North Carolina. I can't wait for your new album and love your new song, Yes, It's Christmas. Everyone check it out. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye.